Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Amano, your host, and Avanti means move forward, and that is Italian. So Shannon, you learned, do you know Italian? Do you know any Italian words?
Little bit of Italian, not much.
They're probably swear words, and we'll forgive you for that. But so now you know a new one, a clean one. Avanti, move forward. Because what we try to do is we try to help Rochester business leaders, Rochester people involved in the business community to move forward. So that's what Avanti means. So I am here today. I teased a little bit. Her name is Shannon. Her last name is Joy, and she has a great show called The Shannon Joy Show, very creatively named. We'll talk about how you came up with that later. But welcome, Shannon.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
I thank you so much. And so you are really a special guest. I feel like Mario, if anybody knows Mario, you know, you're not just a customer, you're my special guest. Because I have a radio show now, and I have to say that you inspired it.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Come on. You've been my mentor for so many years.
Oh, my
years.
God.
I'm a little mini you, Dave Mamano.
We are so sweet to each other, aren't we?
Let's just do this for the rest of the hour.
You look fantastic. And I have a great face for radio, so we're going to have a great interview. So why do I say you inspired me? So you have a radio show.
I do.
And it's called The Shannon Joy Show.
Yes, sir.
Right. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we launched the Shannon Joy Show. It wasn't the Shannon Joy Show when we launched it 5 years ago. It was Talking Back with Shannon Joy. Mm-hmm. And the reason I named it Talking Back was because I had been paying attention to politics for a very long time and was getting increasingly frustrated with everyone in politics. The right, the left, the big talkers, the mainstream media, conservative media. And I found myself yelling at the television and the radio station. Mm. And so one time my daughter Mimi was sitting in the room with me while I was yelling at the television. She said, "You know, Mom, I can't talk back to you." And I said, "Hey, you know what? I think I want to talk back a little bit." And so I parlayed my experience. I had been in sales and marketing and advertising for 14 years in radio, television, billboard here in Rochester. And I took that experience and I partnered up with Bob Savage, who's the owner of WYSL. Mm-hmm. We created a program and I was able to fund it through a lot of my business connections, some really close clients that I had worked with for over a decade, who agreed to underwrite the show for the first year. And so that is how the Shannon Joy Show was born.
What a great story. And you're kind of pioneering a motto where you actually you're not an employee of YSL. It's your own company.
Yes, sir.
And so you own the show and you make your revenue to support everything through selling ads. So you create the content and you sell the ads.
In every sense of the word, I am the executive producer of the Shannon Joy Show. So I deal with everything from the back end, the funding, dealing with the advertisers, creating their commercials, billing, collecting, pitching, selling, all of that. The funding of the program I do in-house through Joy Media, which is my advertising agency. Yeah. I then purchase my hour from WYSL. So I'm essentially Bob Savage's boss, Dave Amano, which is the way I like it. Okay, because then when he gets squirrely on the radio, I can slap him down a little bit. But the beauty of the model is that it gives me creative control and it gives me the ability to say whatever I want. One of the problems in media today is that most talkers or pundits are employed by very large corporations, and those large corporations are usually owned by very large banks, very consolidated banks, and there is a lot of pressure to toe a certain progressive line. And this exists in right-wing news media, but also in left-wing news media. And so a lot of your talkers aren't really being driven by the audience. They're being driven by executive producers. They're being driven by their bosses in the radio industry. They're being driven by advertising dictates. They're being driven by, a lot of other entities and not the talker or not the actual listener. And so this model makes me directly responsible to the listeners. And that's the way I like it.
So I love that, love that, love that, because it means you're completely objective. Nobody can influence you. Nobody can buy you. You're able to say whatever you want as long as you don't swear too much.
Well, and that's my rule, Dave Mamano. I don't do Mean Girl Radio.
Love it.
So I made a conscientious effort from the very beginning to never call names, to never go low. I have very strong beliefs, very strong opinions, but I always felt like a lot of the talkers on the right distracted from their opinions because they name called and they made fun and they were kind of mean sometimes. And I thought, you know, you can be interesting and fun and talk about politics, but you can be nice too. So the rule was Nice Girl Radio. I pretend that Jesus is sitting right next to me in the chair at all times.
Very nice.
And if I can't say it in front of Jesus, Dave, I'm not going to say it.
You don't want to make Jesus frown.
Mm-mm.
Not a good thing to
nope.
do. Excellent, excellent. You could put a picture of him like right in the studio.
Yeah, keeps me honest.
I love that. I love that. Well, you know, I've always been about objective content. So you know a little bit about my history. You know, I sold radio ads like you mm-hmm. back in the day, and then I started a magazine in the mid '90s for high school students, and. What we did was we made sure that advertisers never influenced the articles, mm-hmm. right? And so we often had a lot of prospects saying, hey, if you write an article about our new program or about this, we'll advertise. And we would always
right.
say no, mm-hmm. because we never wanted somebody to read an article and feel like it was influenced by one of our advertisers, because then everything goes to hell. No one will trust us ever again.
Right.
So that was a huge... kind of, you know, like my why, as they say, is just really wanting to deliver objective content to help, to truly help people.
Right.
Uninfluenced, right? So I love, love, love your motto.
Well, there's another component to the model, Dave, too, that gives me even more freedom. And this was something that I did purposefully about a year ago. I wanted to build a subscription model as well, so that first and foremost, I could export my show to the nation and the world without having to rely on a syndicator, big mm-hmm. corporation,
yeah.
the magic of the internet, right? And the ability for people to do podcasts. And so, but I also wanted to introduce a new revenue stream so that I wasn't completely dependent on advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the just necessary evils of this business is occasionally you get an advertiser boycott. You
yep.
say things that advertisers don't like or people don't like, and then they put pressure on your advertisers, and then you get in a little trouble and they pull out. I haven't been boycotted often, but it has happened occasionally. And mm. so I wanted to balance the revenue coming into the station, some coming from the advertisers, but also some coming directly from listeners. And so I launched the Shannon Joy app.
Mm-hmm.
I found an app developer here locally in Rochester, and we built an app that delivers the Shannon Joy show as it airs and in podcast form to anyone in the nation and the world via subscription. So for $2.99 a month, people can subscribe
to $2?
$2.99 a month.
What a deal.
Or $24.99 a year. We have a couple different models. And that has been very successful.
You get some subscriptions every day?
We've recently slowed down a little bit as I took the live show out from behind the firewall. So people mm-hmm. can get the live show for free because
gotcha.
I do want to, you know, the downloads are increasing.
Yep.
But it's tapered off a little bit, but we've been, since I launched it a year ago, it has been very consistently growing. And
hey, Shannon, I hate to cut you off. We're going to take a little break.
Okay.
So our advertisers can pay our bills.
There you go.
But they do not influence the show. We will be back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show and Shannon Joy from The Shannon Joy Show.
Join Victor's own David Mamano weekdays noon to 1 for the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show on 1310 WOKR.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7848 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7848. That's 800-261-7848. 800-261-7848. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-217-1052. 800-217-1052.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
And we are back with Shannon Joy. She is on the Avanti Entrepreneur Show with me, Dave Amano, your host. Very exciting guest today, a trailblazing entrepreneur locally in a very crowded, big corporation media world. Mm-hmm. And Shannon Joy, really from the ground up, is like a modern day Sam Adams and revolting against the system and creating her own type of media company.
I love that.
I'm kind of copying it, but we'll get to that. You've inspired me, and I'm glad that you still love me, even though I'm copying you.
It is the sincerest form of flattery, Dave Mamano. I love it.
Let me tell you what I mean, and we're going to hear more about Shannon's story. So I've known Shannon for a number of years. Mm-hmm. She was in radio. I was in radio sales, and we a lot of mutual friends, and I've admired her for a long time. And she's been kind of putting up with me for a long time, so thank you for that. And so she had me on her show a few times, which is on WYSL at noon, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. Also syndicated on 9 radio stations across New York State.
Yeah.
So we went from 1 radio station to 9 now.
That is fantastic.
In New York, and are always
Some of those are Alan Bishop's stations,
yes,
right?
Finger Lakes Radio Group.
And Alan was my first boss.
What
a world.
It's a very small, incestuous world
here in radio.
It's crazy. But yeah, grew it from, in the past 5 years, from 4 advertisers to, you know, a few dozen at any given moment.
Yep.
And 9 stations in the app. So we're chugging right along.
And you own it, which I love. You
mm-hmm.
own it.
Yeah.
So I'm watching you, and as my business that I have been doing for 20 plus years, Next Step U, was changing due to, you know, it was a printed magazine for high school students, and obviously the digital world, we'll say, disrupted that.
Sure.
Oh, just a bit. And I put that online, but it never was the same, and I'm always looking to do new things. So I started doing a lot of entrepreneurial ventures, trying to help people start businesses and grow businesses through coaching and through events and through, I started a podcast and through a lot of different things. And I started feeling a little scattered because I was doing so many things. And then I just took a deep breath and I said, what do I love doing the most? And it was the podcast. It was,
mm-hmm.
But the company I work with only produces 1 a week. But I called them. I said, I want to do a podcast every day, you know? And they're like, oh, we're not set up to do that, you know, but, you know, hey, for X amount of dollars, you can do it. But
sure.
I said, and then I called Alan Bishop, owner of Finger Lakes Radio Group, and I said, how do I just start an internet radio station?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to do a show every day, Monday through Friday at least. And he said, I don't know. Why don't you call my friend who owns Genesee Media, Brian McClinn? He may know. So I get together with Brian, who I met years ago. He owns Genesee Media, which owns WOKR, which this is on.
Right.
And Brian says, oh, funny you contact me. I'm starting a brand new station in 2 months, and I would love for you to be my noon show host. And noon to one, and it'll be like, you know, like your podcast, except very local. And I was like, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What a, I mean, like.
It was meant to be.
It really was meant to be.
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely. But I had Shannon Joy in the back of my head. And I said, I don't want to work for a company. I've been an entrepreneur now for 22 years. So I am unemployable, right?
I could right? never go back to
You're unemployable.
I don't know that I could ever go back to having a boss.
We are unemployed. You'd be like,
I don't know.
Who are you telling me what to do, right?
Yeah.
So I had your motto on the back. So I approached Brian and I said, Brian, how about if I own the show and I'll just rent the time from you? And he is such a great guy. And he said, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
Wonderful.
I'm also in conversations with the guy that works for you, Bob Savage.
Oh, yeah. You're coming on WYSL.
We're talking.
You need to be syndicated, buddy. Yep. Two stations. We're
talking to them and Bobby.
Well, and I need to be on Bishop's station. I need to get on that station.
Brian McClain.
Well,
yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to Brian.
We're going to connect you with Brian. Yeah. So, but what's funny is... And we had been connecting because with my business coaching, I was talking to you about growing your show. And,
right.
Because
let's just be honest, I was a bit of a hot mess.
You were a little bit, but that's normal. Listen, being an entrepreneur is it's a roller coaster. Yeah?
It's jumping off the cliff over and over and over, not knowing where you're going to land and not knowing what to
do. You build the airplane on the way down.
It's exactly. I remember us talking about this. And so you were helping me kind of get through these kind of growing pains with my business.
Yeah.
And it's never easy. And there's lots of failure. If anyone is listening out there and thinking about starting a business, I'm thankful for my sales career, Dave Mamano, because if there's anything that teaches you how to be a big fat loser, it is sales because you're pretty much always losing. Right. If you're doing the model right, you're making 100 cold calls, you get 10 appointments. You go on 10 appointments, you get 3 pitches. You go on 3 pitches, you sell one campaign. And so really, I would tell my kids, my job is to lose and then get up and go back in and try again and again and again and again.
Love
and eventually you can you build out of that.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it the right way, if you want to be honest, you want to have integrity with this business, that's the only way to do it. It's that numbers game.
Yep.
But
you could be a sales motivational speaker. That was great.
Oh, well, thank you.
Right on.
Thank you.
Right on. You know, it's funny. I do a little, I do some speaking, right? Mm-hmm. People hire me. And exactly what I talk about is to be a salesperson, you have to know that you're going to make 10 phone calls and probably 9 are going to not even answer or get back to you.
Right.
But one will. And that's what's got to keep you going.
Yeah.
And so when you're on number 9 and they say no, instead of being bummed out and being like, oh, 9 in a row of like no's, instead you got to reverse it and say like, awesome. I had just had 9 no's. So like, I am bound to get a yes.
I'm closer to the yes.
Exactly.
All the no's.
And you just got to have thick skin. It's not personal. You just got to keep on going, right?
Well, and here's the thing, Dave. I could not have built this model. This new model, this is really what we're doing here in Rochester is unlike anywhere in the entire nation.
Yeah.
No one is doing this way. No one has ever done it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something that I could not have done if it weren't for the sales experience that I had. If
it
weren't for all of that losing, I would not have been able to go out and keep up the sales effort that is necessary for keeping a show like this going.
Yeah.
And so, it gives you, I would recommend, I think, I have a feeling this is why the folks, the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, and they go and they proselytize for a summer. You see the kids and they go door to door to door.
White shirt, black tie.
I think that's why that might be one of the reasons that they do it, to get people to go out and get out of their comfort zone and deal with rejection. And, I wonder if that has something to do with why they do that. But it's very refining. I would recommend any parents out there, encourage your kids to at least do a couple years of sales if they can.
Absolutely.
It's the best experience they can get.
Because you can always support yourself.
Absolutely.
Your security is in your ability to sell.
That's right.
I always joke that, I was selling, I have a story that when I was age 6, it was, Rochester winter, February, I wanted to go make some money. I go to shovel driveways.
All right.
But everyone that I knock on the doors, they already have a service, a husband, a wife, a kid, a daughter, son, so like rejection. I'm walking home, and I was very kind of despondent. I was like sad, like, no one's saying yes, you know? But then I joked that I stopped in my snow tracks with a great idea. I said, you know, what do I have? Well, I'm a cute little six-year-old kid. Mm. And so I said, I'm going to play on that. So I went to the next street over.
You thought this up in your little six-year-old
mind. I did.
That is Machiavellian.
I did. I really did. I mean, it's a true story.
I'm play on my cute
inside that little 80s afro, I had some ideas going on. And so I go to the next street and I say, what I do is I shovel the driveways first. Because I say, I'm a cute six-year-old kid. Let me play on that. Shovel the driveways first. Now I go to the door. And I say, and I have the shovel tilted, you know, ever so slightly, but on my cutest little six-year-old face. And I say, hi, I shuffled your driveway. And they're like, oh, thank you.
Only a jerk wouldn't give a little six-year-old a buck or two.
One person did. One person did not give me I came home with full pockets, except this one guy. Mr. Myrath, he moved so I can talk about him. He said no. He said thank you, and he shut the door.
Oh.
Right? Well. And I remember that. And then I was like, even then, I'm like, who wouldn't give a six-year-old like a dollar for shoveling the driveway? You know?
I know, right?
So about 6 months later, he got fired from his job from Xerox, and he had to move out of town. And I remember at that age saying, good, that little son of a gun deserved it.
Karma, Dave. That
it was
karma.
Total karma.
Coming back to get it.
He didn't give that little six-year-old kid a dollar, and God said, you know what? You're moving.
You know, I had Girl Scouts. These are the stories that you have with the Girl Scout cookies. Now, my parents, I lost every single, you know, sale race for Girl Scout cookies. I could never sell as many boxes as all of my girlfriends. But their parents would take their Girl Scout thing to work and get all of their coworkers to fill it out. It was super easy. Yeah. Not my parents.
Yeah.
No. That was cheating.
It was.
Mom and Dad would not take it to the work and help me out. So I had to go door to door to door to door. And it was miserable and awful. And to this day, if anyone comes to my door, I buy something. I don't care what it is. If they have enough gumption to come up and ring the doorbell, I'll buy anything they're selling.
Right.
I'm
the same way.
Ugh.
But look what it did to you, right? Your parents did not allow you to take the shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
They made you do the hard work.
They did.
And look at you now.
Well,
you're self-sufficient.
Look at that.
Young lady. And you whatever happens to you, you will survive.
Absolutely.
I know you've got a great husband.
I do.
But you're not dependent on him for a living. I mean, you could... I could drop you in the middle of Yemen and you will find a way to sell something and make a living.
Dave, he's just eye candy. I call him the devastatingly handsome Dr. Joy.
You know,
I keep him around because he's cute.
He, you know,
and he shovels the snow.
As a man who appreciates beauty, I'll agree with you. He's a good looking guy. And more importantly, he seems like he's got a good heart and a good soul. So I would suggest that you keep him around.
Absolutely. He's super supportive.
Absolutely.
You know, I would always come up with harebrained business ideas.
Yeah.
A million. I was that girl.
Yeah.
We'd be sitting around with our friends.
It's called being an entrepreneur.
And I would just, and nothing ever really fell into place. It was always like, well, I could do this. It's a great idea, but I don't know anything about this industry. Or I don't know anything about that. This is a great idea. It would work, but, you know, I wouldn't have the startup capital or this or that. And I'll never forget when I went to the devastatingly handsome Dr. Joy with this opportunity to do the show. And he said, you have to do this.
Wow.
This is it.
He felt it, huh?
This is the one thing that I had the correct experience, right? I could not have done it if I hadn't had 14 years of sales and advertising in the back end, understanding the business end of the media business.
Yeah.
If I didn't have really long relationships with key clients that would say, yeah, we'll take a risk, a one-year risk on a completely unknown entity. We had no idea if I'd even be good at radio.
Right.
I mean, I pitched this to, it was Diane Miller at Advantage Federal Credit Union.
Love Diane.
The Ide family of dealerships, so Mitch and Richie and Ann, PCM and Associates, which is Don Pilano.
Yep.
And they were my three initial underwriters.
Advertisers. Andrea.
Yeah. And it was and it was because they knew me and because I had worked
with them for a decade
and they believed in me. But that, you know, sometimes I think it has to be the right idea.
Yeah.
You can be entrepreneurial. You can have all kinds of great ideas, but sometimes the pieces just don't fall in, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It just means that's not the right idea for you.
It just felt right. I mean, you just felt like...
I knew.
You felt like God's journey took you here. All the pieces seemed to line up for you, and you're like, this is it. Let me take advantage of this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way. I had so many people tell me that when I was doing all these different things to kind of reinvent, I was doing the events. I was doing, coaching. I was doing a lot of different things for entrepreneurs. And I had a lot of people tell me, you know, Dave, all that other stuff is pretty and nice, but wow, your podcast is really, that's your calling.
Yes.
And I had this one friend that I've known since college, Tara Christopher, and she literally like looked me in the eyes and she's like, you should just focus on that. You should just focus on that. Mm-hmm. And it really helped me. And now I'm pulling a Warren Buffett. So Warren Buffett's secret to success is
fascinated.
It's very simple. He says no 99 out of 100 times.
Mm.
And being an entrepreneur, that is so hard to do. Because you want to be a pleaser. You want to come in and save the day. You want to be the white knight. There's so many opportunities to think, oh, that's a good idea. There's so many squirrels and distractions. And I am very famous for being a pleaser. Mm-hmm. And now, if it doesn't relate to my podcast or radio show, mm-hmm. I'm saying no. I'm telling people, you know, not right now. Let's look at it again in 6 months. But right now, I'm super laser focused. In fact, I had a friend of mine, Stephen Wessner, who produces my podcast, he emailed me about something this morning, and I emailed him back and I said, that's a great idea, but I need to focus on my radio show, so I'm going to say no for now. And he was like, wow!
Look at the discipline!
Is this the new Dave Mamano?
I love that, and it is so true. I think sometimes limiting yourself in a way, growing slowly in the right way, is better than doing anything and everything and growing before you're ready.
Yep.
And that has been something, you know, I have people tell me all the time, Shannon, why aren't you on Fox News? Why aren't you syndicated? Why aren't, you know, you need mm-hmm. to be pitching the show. And I say to them, you know, first and foremost, I'm blessed with the fact that I'm very content and I'm very fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really chase after, I'd like to make money. I want to make money and I'm a naturally competitive person, but I don't really chase after it. That doesn't drive me.
You're not doing it for the money.
I'm not doing it for the money. And so that allows me to take my time mm-hmm. and to grow this the right way and to learn how to be a radio host. And really, I've only been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah.
You think about some of the big guys who have been doing this for 3 decades.
Yeah.
You know.
Larry King. Like,
right.
I think it's been 12 decades.
Yeah. 12 decades. He's ancient.
He's the man, though.
He's ancient. Well, Bob Savage, my producer, has been in the industry for over 50 years.
Yeah. Does he want that public 50 years? Because that means he's like,
He's really, really old. I razz him all the time for his age. He razzes me back.
Hey, Shannon, I think Bob's going to be happy that we have to take a break.
All right.
And we will be right back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show and Shannon Joy.
Automotive, travel, finance, home repairs, fine living, and more. It's Lifestyle Weekends on 1310 WOKR.
I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC. After 2 days of impressive gains, stocks are taking a pause today. The Dow is down 86, the NASDAQ 2, the S&P 4. Lower tax rates can't solve every corporate problem. Walmart's cutting some store manager jobs so it can save money. Those cuts will include managers who help sell smartphones and groceries. Barnes & Noble also cutting jobs because holiday sales fell. The cuts include cashiers and the people who sell Nooks and tablets. Walgreens trying to keep its costs down may be in talks to buy AmerisourceBergen, that is Walgreens' main drug supplier. PepsiCo will soon be adding new flavors to its Gatorade line of drinks. Fujitsu's recalling thousands of battery packs after a reported fire. The recall involves Panasonic lithium-ion packs used for a variety of Fujitsu notebook computers and workstations. And Snapple has signed on today to be the official tea and juice drink of Major League Baseball for the next 2 years. Chuck Kamlick, CNBC.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-603-1330. That's 800-603-1330. 800-603-1330. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-414-1305 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1305. 1-800-414-1305. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1305.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.
And we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show and the lovely and really smart Shannon Joy from the Shannon Joy Show. Every Monday through Friday at noon. Same time as my show, but we will talk about that.
Yeah, so that was not cool, Dave, really. So here I give you this great idea to launch a show, and then you go up against me in my own time slot and a rival radio station?
I know.
This song, that is Bush League. You're lucky you're so cute. I'm going to let it go.
Let's talk about that, because I have deep Catholic guilt about that.
You do.
What did I do? So I called you.
You were so afraid to call.
A little recap for the listeners if you just caught on.
Let me recap this. You were initially my mentor and helping me put my crazy business together.
The worm turned.
What I realized is that you were getting all the dirt on how I did the show. And then 6 months later, by the way, Shannon, I don't know.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think it's great. What did you say in the beginning? It's the biggest flattery when somebody
sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah,
is imitation.
So love my podcast. Wanted to do more of it. Met Brian McLean, the owner of Genesee Media. He suggested on his new show that I do a noon show on WOKR, and I said love it. And then I was like, oh my god, my good friend Shannon Joy, she has a show at noon as well. So what did I? And your show is on. It's on every day, Monday through Friday. Yeah. WYSL.
Yep. WYSL noon until one in 9 stations. It's live, and so I take callers, and we do politics.
Yep. And you're on politics. Yeah. So what did I do? Before I said yes to Brian, I had to get the blessing from you. You know, because I felt a little bit. So we meet at the Pissard Pub and we talk a little bit, and then I say, Shannon, I gotta drop a bomb on you. And I said, you know how your show's on Monday to Friday at noon? Well, guess what? They want me to have my show on at noon, too.
I'm going to go up against them. I'm going to poach all your advertisers. And
no, I had you create a do not call list.
Well, and I have here's it. The thing.
I do have that list.
Dave, listen. Healthy competition is always good.
It's a very different subject.
And they're very different shows. Right. And quite frankly, I'm going to use you to get in with this Brian fella. So
absolutely.
Maybe we can get, you know. So,
yeah.
But I also really, truly believe that we need new local independent voices on radio and a whole host of issues, whether it's politics or business. You and I have always worked really well together, and we have always been, you know, colleagues. And this type of thing is, to me, no big deal whatsoever. So you didn't believe me. I had to tell you. Yeah. Guys don't understand. He kept texting me for a week after. Are you sure it's okay, Shan?
Are you sure?
I'm like, dude, stop texting me. It's okay. Just don't call my clients.
Stalker. All right? Yeah. I got the do not call us. Well, you know, I was an altar boy. My son's an altar boy. I'm an usher at church. Okay. I had deep Catholic guilt because so I did want to make sure that our friendship stayed intact.
Well, of course.
And I like your attitude of, you know, the high tide raises all the ships. Mm. What can we do together? You know, you're the owner of your station, Bob Savage, the owner of Genesee Media, Brian McLennan. You know, he is, they both, I have a ton of respect for them because they are independent owners, right? Yep. And they are going against, you know, iHeartMedia and Intercom and all these big mammoth companies, yes. Right? And, but they're the Davids fighting the Goliaths, right?
Well, and the truth is, Dave, that a lot of these big Goliaths are in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of turmoil right now in corporate media, specifically corporate radio.
Yeah.
And a lot of these corporations are upside down. iHeartMedia just sent a letter to their shareholders about 3 months ago, basically saying, we don't know if we're going to be able to make our debt obligations within the next 6 months. And so they have been struggling to pay off all that debt.
Yeah.
And so what you might see...
Do you know how much it is offhand? It's got to be like $1 billion.
I mean, I wouldn't be so. I mean, it's a massive amount of debt.
Yeah.
And this is why you have seen them offloading hosts, local radio hosts, going to the kind of cookie cutter models that they replay in every market that no one really likes so much. And so there are going to be opportunities in you know, media and specifically radio. And I think we might see, when we saw all of that consolidation in the 1980s, late 1980s after Reagan deregulated the industry, I think we might begin to see some of these major corporations offloading properties. And we might go back to more independent, locally owned radio stations.
Want to buy one, you and me?
Well, yeah.
Let's do it.
I've always wanted to be to have my own media empire, Dave Mamano.
Well,
you know, that's my evil plan.
You are, a 1,000-mile journey begins with one step.
You never know. Or we'll keep it small. Like I said, I'm a very content girl.
Yep.
And so I love what I do. I love my clients.
Mm-hmm.
I get to make a difference. I get to have my voice heard on a daily basis, which is such a blessing.
Yeah.
To be able to say what you think on the radio is just the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And you've got a
very diehard following. Like, I follow you on Facebook, and you make one post and you're getting like hundreds of people commenting and liking.
If it's a good one.
Well, yeah. And then, you know, because you're political, I really respect you, because sometimes you get some people piping up with some not so nice comments, we'll say. And you handle it very well, you know. And I imagine sometimes you got to say, like, unfriend, right?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Rarely. I hardly ever unfriend. Usually only if there is profanity and if they get into kind of stalking my friends and followers.
Right.
What they will, the trolls sometimes will do is they won't go after me so much, but they'll drive my audience crazy. And so every so often I'll see that. And if they're just in there to poke and to not move the discourse forward, we have raucous debates on my Facebook page and on my Twitter.
Yep.
And I love that. Like, one of the things I think we need to do in America today is learn how to have discourse again.
Yep.
We have to learn how to have disagreements about politics and life and religion with our neighbors and people in our community, and then understand that that's okay. Then separate, go home, and then put our humanity first again. And I think that talk radio, unfortunately, has damaged that discourse a bit, because a lot of it is personality driven, and it's aiming at people and applying to those people certain characteristics and negative terms, calling them names, making them evil as opposed to people who you disagree with. And
good point.
And so that makes it harder for, and this is why people don't want to talk about religion and politics. But really, what is more important than religion and politics? There's
right.
really not anything more important, but we're not allowed to talk about it because we don't know how to do it.
Right.
So I try on the radio show every day to show how to do it, to show how to disagree with the president, you know, without calling him names, without besmirching his character, but just keeping to the topic at hand and talking about principles and ideas as opposed to personalities.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's very hard right now with this political scenario.
It's probably harder ever than ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and from a girl, you know, here's the other interesting thing. I was not a Trump supporter, and I didn't vote for Trump.
Mm.
Try being a fledgling radio host in conservative right-wing radio.
Right, yeah.
In the midst of an election, a close election, and not endorsing Trump and also not voting for him. That was a really tricky time.
Good thing you owned your show.
It was a good thing I owned my show because that was around the time when people tried to get my show taken off the air. They put
right.
a lot of pressure on Bob Savage and some of my advertisers.
But he stuck with you.
And
he stuck with me.
Thank goodness I'm still here.
Right.
We weathered that storm, but we're stronger now.
Well, good ratings kind of speak for themselves, you know?
Well, and we've grown. Yeah, it's interesting. We've had some just tremendous ratings growth. Over the past year, to the tune of about 70%.
Wow.
And I think we showed our audience, it was less about politics, but more about principle.
Yeah.
And we showed them, you know, we can disagree on this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Even if it's a detriment, I'm going to tell you guys the truth the best I can about these topics. And sometimes you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're not going to like me. But that's okay.
But at least you know there's no corporate sponsor up here, you know what, telling you what to say.
Right.
Yep.
And that's what happened. Now, in right-wing talk radio, that's basically what happened with a lot of these big talkers.
Mm.
The executives are saying, listen, guys, this is the model. You go on the radio. They don't want to hear about Democrats. They don't want to hear about ideas. They want you to bash liberals.
Right.
That's what talk radio is about. It is about complaining about the mainstream media, bashing liberals, making fun of Democrats, and playing Nancy Pelosi sound bites. That's
right.
what
and
it is.
And then you watch CNN, and it's exactly
the opposite.
Yep.
And what they said to these radio hosts, and I know for a fact this happened in a conference call with Salem radio executives when they called all of their hosts across the nation, and they said, you will not go up against Trump. You will not criticize Trump. The audience doesn't want to hear it.
So they couldn't have free speech.
And it wasn't because they liked Trump or they didn't like Trump. They were saying it was a business reason.
Right.
They were saying your audience...
Give them what they want.
...wants this. Give them what they want. I don't believe in that model.
Mm.
I am not a Rush Limbaugh type. He says he's an entertainer first, right? And then everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I am principles first. So I think you can be entertaining. I think you can have a great show. But I lead with the truth first. The principles and the truth. And if that means I can't have a radio show, I'm cool with it. I can start something new.
I want to play God Bless America right now. I just feel like I should cue it up. I love it. I mean, and to be an independent like that... It is risky because at any given time, you know, the corporations could say, you know, that's not what we want.
Right.
But at least people know what they're getting from Shannon Joy. They're getting like the unbiased, the objective. I'm not saying you're always, and you won't say it, you're always right, but at least it's what you feel from your heart.
Well, right. I try the best I can to get people to the truth.
Right.
And I am biased in a sense. I do have political beliefs.
Sure.
I am right of center. I'm constitutional. I'm liberty oriented, libertarian leaning. And so I have my principles and my beliefs and my ideology.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. But I feel like if the audience knows where I come from, they can take what I'm saying with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
As long as they think that they're getting the truth from me, I think that's where, and I think that's what we tapped into during the difficulty around the election with the continued difficulty with this Trump phenomenon.
Yeah.
I disagreed with those radio execs. I believe that this radio audience takes the model because this is what they're given, but I think they do want the truth.
Yeah.
I think they do. And I think the American people are able to handle the truth.
Yeah.
We don't have to placate them. We don't have to feed their basest instincts.
Right.
We can take it up a notch. So
in a civil way.
Yeah.
They have a civil discussion.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you were talking about before that people are afraid to talk about politics because you don't know how someone stands, and if you don't necessarily agree with them, all of a sudden you're like evil, you're the enemy, and it's like you know either you're right or you're wrong. It's like that's not true, right? And I feel I've always said like America's a great place because it's been a place, and I hope it continues to be a place where you could disagree with somebody, mm-hmm. have a discussion about it. And like you said, we go away, we're still friends, respecting the fact that maybe we have some different views.
Right.
But we don't kill each other. Right. Some, I mean, like, we half joke, half not. There's some countries, I don't know if you just heard what happened in Cambodia, but yeah. I just heard this on the radio a little while ago that there are one of the political parties gained control and made a new constitutional amendment that if they feel another political party is being disruptive to the country, they could disband them, they could ban them, and they passed it, and they arrested the leader of that political party, banned him, he's in exile someplace, and many of the other people of that political party have fled the country because word is out is that they're coming to get him.
Yeah.
We are so blessed in America where, yeah, we're fighting, and it's definitely getting worse. But so far,
right,
we're not killing each other over it.
We are in a dangerous place in this country, I believe, because of the inability to have discourse. And these younger generations coming up, you know, I'm a Gen Xer, the millennials. We have been taught from when we were wee little babies, right, going into kindergarten and grade school, never to offend. We are afraid of offending. We are terrified of talking about what we believe because we want to be tolerant and we want to be politically correct.
Yeah.
This is a very dangerous place for this country to be because it quells speech in it, and it makes it so that if your political ideas are not tolerant enough, if your religious ideas are not tolerant enough, then you can be shut down.
Yeah.
And so you have, you know, all of the chaos in the college campuses where people can't even hear. It's offensive. It's almost as if you're violent to them if they just hear things that they don't like.
Right, yeah.
That's not a good thing. That has to change.
Shannon, we could talk for hours. I love it. I feel like I'm going to have you back on the show quite often.
Oh, please do.
If you will.
So much fun.
I appreciate that. Been a great guest. Thank you for coming on my show, even though I, quote unquote, stole the idea from you.
I'm actually competing with myself right now.
I know.
Now that I think about it.
You are.
That is the craziest thing.
You are.
Right now at noon, my show.
I'm recording this.
Yeah, it's
you are competing with yourself. That is kind of funny.
It's crazy.
We'll see who gets better. Maybe you're going to help my ratings.
I'm going to beat your ratings. I'm going to beat you in the ground. All's fair in love and war. Man,
I love it. I'll let you beat me for a little while because I still feel bad. So Shannon, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, what is the best way? Do they go to Shannon Joy's Facebook page or email, or what's the best way?
Email is the best. I get, like I said, you mentioned hundreds of Facebook messages a day. So email Shannon at WYSL1040.com is the best way to reach me. Shannon at WYSL1040.com.
Yep.
And my Twitter handle is at Shannon Joy Radio. You can follow me on Facebook or download the app and listen
download
live every day.
For only $2.99 a month.
That's right.
Yeah, or $20. $24.99 a year?
That's right.
What a deal.
It's like a cup of coffee.
I know. That's right. Don't have Starbucks for 4 days and you're
exactly.
all set, right? So, excellent. Well, Shannon, thank you so much. This has been awesome. Really, really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for what you're doing for Rochester, the greater Rochester area, the Finger Lakes, and really for the industry overall. You're blazing a new trail.
Well, thank you, Dave Mamani.
Right behind
so are you.
You.
I love
right
it.
Right behind you.
We're doing it together.
Love it. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. Appreciate it. And I hope you learned a little bit from our entrepreneur of the day, Shannon Joy. Please continue to listen Monday through Friday at noon, and hope to see you back here soon.
Canandaigua's newest radio station.
1310 WOKR.